Mishnah's Kifson says, because Madlik Fritoni, Chad Chad, it only says one case. So Rashi Shailachu Machas Reidim and Aksharim Echod Echod. Bechol Dilig Vadilig, Shemoyne Bemishnah Sainod, Le Dilig El Echod, Tavinin Aksharim. The Mishnah only says if you had like eight folds, and you only had seven Eidim, so who could finish up the last Eid? Master, that was saying a Korah could finish up only one Korah. Like the case in the Mishnah all, there were seven folds and seven eight and six Eidim. There were six folds and five Eidim. There was only one missing. So that we say the last missing one could even be a Korah. But it doesn't say you're missing two, you could have two Korahim. So that's a diet. That a Korah is signed on a Get Mekusher, it's only one and not two. Yishma Mina. Omar Abai Abai says, Shema Mina also, Hai Korah Chosim. This curve that he could sign anywhere, whether it could be the first, the middle, or the last one. Mimai, what's your proof? Since the mission does not say clearly where the curve has to sign, so Shema Mina, that, yeah. Doesn't say where, Mashm, anywhere he wants to, he could. Ushma Mina, I have another rai also, that Mikol Tlosa Mikaminim, that we are Mekayim, any three we find, any three you want. For Lai Bina Mitzufim, and we do not have to, when we go to the Mekayim this get, even though it has eight signatures, we don't have to pick like the first three, the last three, we don't have to go in order. Any three you want, if you're Mekayim, the get is good. What's the proof? Because these Sagodas, if you want to tell me, if you would think, Bina Mitzufim, that you can only be Mekayim, let's say the first three Eidim. If so, like if to be a takana, that you have to be Mekayim, known in a certain order, so the good, so let's say then, that you can have Kreizim sign, they should only be the first two, or they should only be the last ones. So then we'll know that when you go to be Mekayim the Shtar, you can only be Mekayim the first three. So it comes out then, you can have even five Kreizim. Because everybody knows the Kreizim sign list. And if you want, you can mekayim the first three. So since we're saying, no, you can't have more than one Korav, mashma, then when you go to be mekayim the Eidim, any three, the three Eidim you want, you have a right to pick. There's no such order which Eidim you pick to be mekayim. Mekayim means later we recognize the signatures, and you happen to have two Eidim that recognize the first signature, recognize the middle signature, recognize the last signature. That's good. So since we don't know which one of the Eidim will be Mekuyim, therefore we can't have more than one Korav sign. You have a right to go finish it off and let an Eved sign from the Shuk. So Rashi says, get Mekusher. Shalai his min lo Eidim l'minyin k'shara. That the husband did not say like at the beginning he wants nine Eidim. He just went and as many folds as they were, he's going to get an Eid. V'yasayfer v'edim v'neinu. And the Sefer of the Eidim are there. V'yadayin l'nimtzala. It wasn't given over to her yet. So we were missing one Eid yet. So he passed, normally Rashi says, k'ben enas. He passes like ben enas. That you could even have an Eved sign also. V'geinu ikra shal sug yizu. V'loi shemate kena wa kibiyurai b'kuntris yimarizor. Can I? That's the way he learned to list on the Yoma. But he talked like bananas. It's enough to have even an Eved sign. You don't have to have a Korav. Even an Eved would also be kosher. You have to Alecha, Alecha Zerk. A little bit later. So the Mishnah. Ha-Megaris Esishtoi. If a man gives his wife a get, the Omelon, he tells it like this. Ha-Reyat Muteris Lecholodim. You allow, with this get that I'm giving you, you're allowed to get married to anybody. Elo Leploini. Only to one person I don't give you permission to get married to. That's what Dosman says. I'm giving you a get, that this get gives you a right to get married to whoever you want, but just excluding one person. Like my friend Ruvain, then you have no right to remarry. Like if you do remarry him, then the get is bottled. So Reb Lezer says that get is good, that you get married to anybody else, just not to that one person. The Chacham say no, this get is possible. So we'll see in the Gemara why. Kate said, yeah, so what does Dozman have to do then? What Dozman has to do is, Yitlenu Heneno, he has to take the get back from her, the Yasav Yitlenu Lo, and give it over to her a second time. The Yoimelon, he has to tell her, Hare at Muteris Lechol Adam, you should know now, I'm giving you the get now, that you're allowed to get married to whoever you want. Kosvu b'toichoy. Let's say the husband wrote this tanai inside the get, that you could get married to everybody, just not to this one person. Even though later the husband erases it, no good, that get can't be used anymore. He has to rewrite, make up a new get. So the kids of the husband gives the get on a condition that she cannot marry one person. It's a machlekes if the get is good or not. So Mar says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Hi, Ella. What when the Mishnah says, when the husband says the word Ella, you could marry everybody, just not one person, chutzu, is it like a chutz? In other words, it's a shear in the actual get. Like this get is not mati you for that person. Chutz means excluding, means the get leaves out that one person. And that's why the get should be possible, because that's not called a good get. Oy al menasu, or rather is it only a tanaya condition? In other words, the get really is a get, 100% good get. Just, it's a condition, a tanai involved, that if you ever marry that person, then the get is batla makraya. But right now the get is 100% good get. That's the shayla. What's that this? Chutzu, is the word elamin chutz, over chutzu di pligi, then he has the machlokes. Rabbona led Rab Leza. To a shay, you love a get. You know why the Chum said in the mission the get is possible? Because you know that's called a shear, like you left over in the main part of the get. Usually a get means creases. You're tied off, you're completely tied off from your wife, you have nothing to do with her anymore. Here that you're leaving over a shear in this get, that she can't marry somebody because of your first get, that's called a shear in the get, therefore the get is puzzle. Avul balmanas, but if the husband would have spoken out clearly and said, you could marry everybody, but almanas, on the condition that you do not marry him, then maybe have a call tonight the alma. It could be then the Chum would have agreed that the get is kosher, it's like any other tonight. That's one way to learn. Oy duma, maybe no. Almanasu, that when the Lashon of the Mishnah, when it says Ella, the husband meant to say the words almanas. And even here it's the machlokes. Uva almanas, when the husband would have said clearly, I'm giving you a get, but almanas on the condition that you could not marry this person, who the plegi, that's where the machlokes is. We have Lezad Rabbanin, that here is the case that Rabbi Lezad says the get is kosher. Because it's only almanas, here that's not called a shear, that's only called a regular tanai. But if so, avo bachutz. But what would have been if the husband would have said clearly chutz? I'm giving you a get, but this get has the right to be matu to everybody chutz from one person. Then moider do shayu love a get. Then it could be even Reb Lezer would agree that the get is puzzle, because that's called a shear. You're leaving over in the goof of the get, and that's not called a good get. The get has to be 100%, you're cut off from her, and not that you still have some tied onto her. That's the Shiloh. Where exactly is the Machlekes in the Mishnah? So Moses Amar Ravina says, Toshima coming here. It says, Aloha, kol habatim, any bais, like an Eretz Yisrael that has a nega, there's too much negoyim in a house. So it says, kol habatim, etanam bin negoyim, elo shalav dikachavim, only not by goyim. So what does it mean, elo? If the Mishnah there means chutz, that excluding goyim, shapur, it's good, but it means chutz. Elu yarmut almanas. If you tell me the word elu means like almanas, so what's the almanas here? Almanas le matama bot yad chavim. Who's the matama bot Yisrael? Like, is there any condition involved there? You're telling me now, the Jewish houses, if a neger goes on the house is tummy, on a condition that the goyish house is not tummy. Like, what kind of condition does the goyish house have to do with the Jewish house? And loy matami bot Yisrael, and not like that. Like, what doesn't make any sense? So you see, clearly the word Ella means chutz. The word Ella does not mean almanas, but it means chutz. It means telling you the halacha. By a Jewish house, if there's a nega there, the house is tummy. But chutz excluding goyim. By a goyish house, there's no halacha of a nega. So you see, when the Tana says the word Ella means chutz, and not the word does not mean almanas. V'yoyd. But the yerdei kechavim, mean the tami is the house of a goy tami anyway. But tani will learn. The pasuk says, "For nasati nega teras bebeis eretz achozaschem." So we dash in eretz achozaschem matami v'negoyim. V'yein but the kechavim matami v'negoyim. Ela shmamina chutzu shmamina. So be clear from now, Mishnah. The word ela means chutz and does not mean amenas. So Gemara says, if so, sal machlekes clearly is even by chutz. Even by chutz, still the chiddush is in the blessed then. Your blood says the get is kosher. So you have to know why. Even though the husband said chutz, it's like a shear in the get, your blood says no, it's not called a shear, it's something like a regular tanai. So Mishnah is not going to let this tana. The tana you will learn. Omri Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Lenechukur Rav Let Vechomer Al Megarish Estishtoy V'yomol Ari Amgunes Lechol Odom. Chutz Mitloni Shenem Gereshes. Everybody agrees that's no good. Ama nechloko al megash esto v'yamala hariyam adaz choladam al menash kotinos lepleni. There she have lesa mat lecholadam chutz miyaisish v'chol ma'isrim. So that's not like our Mishnah. We just came out that our Mishnah says the machlokes is even by chutz, and here the Tana says no. By chutz, everybody agrees it's called the shi that gets this puzzle. And machlokes is only by yamanas. All right, stop here. You're holding off pay days at the bottom and pay days number Aleph. Again, the shalom was when the Mishnah said if a person gives a get to his wife and he tells her Reyat Muteras Lecholodom Ela Leploini, he says such a lashon that I'm telling you now with this get you're allowed to get married to anybody except one person. Ela Leploini, this person you still can't get married to. So the Mishnah is a machlekes if the get is good. That Reb Lezer says the get is still good and the Chum said no, the get is no good. So the Gemara we have a suffix, what does the word Ella mean? Does Ella mean chutz? That's all the meant to say, I'm giving you a get, that you're allowed to get married to everybody, chutz, excluding one person. And then Reb Lezer still says it's kosher, which will be a big kiddush. Or else, no, the Mishnah means by almanas. The husband does not mean the Lashon Ella means chutz, but rather it means almanas. It's a regular tanai. I'm giving you a get, and the get really is good 100%. There's just a condition involved that you're not allowed to get married to one person. So Mark came out and brought a proof that when the Tana says the word Elot means chutz. So now Mishnah the Machlekes says when you say chutz, the husband says, I'm giving you a get, and you mutter to everybody chutz from one person, so Reb Lezer still holds the get as kosher. And the Chum say no, the get is puzzled, because since he said the word chutz, you're like a shear, you're leaving over in the get. Now the Gemara said that our Mishnah is not like this Tana. That one Tana said that the Machlokes is only by Almanas. That's where the Machlokes was. The Baruch Hu said, Almanas, Tartinos, Leploini. Again, Shereb Lez.